requires a week for us to the Gemara. We start with the Mishnah, Masechet Ksubos, and Afayin Bezim and Aleph. Talking about people who are Yotzes, Shalo B'Ksuba. Overes al Das Moshe V'Yehudis. It's the topic. Ezu Das Moshe, Machiloso, Sheinem Ha'usur, Meshem Shoso Nida, L'Kotel L'Chaloso, etc. Ezu Das Yehudis, Yotza V'Rosha Perua. Says Rashi Das Yehudis, Shenogu B'Nos Yisrael, V'Afagad L'Oksiva. Frek the Gemara, Ezu Das Yehudis, Yotza V'Rosha Perua, Rosha Perua D'Oraisahi, T'Chsiv, U'Poras Rosha Isha. V'Tanad Rebbe Yishmol, As Hor Levnos Yisrael, Shloyetze Perua Rosh. Says Rashi, D'Oraisahi, Famayla Korola Das Moshe. Azhara. Medavdina Lahochil and Avla Mida Kenegan Mida Kamosh Osasol Isnos Al Boala Michlal Diosu. Inami. Midachsiv Upora Michlal Da Hushait Alav Pruor Havas Shmamino. Ein Derech Benos Yisrael Lotzeis Pruos Rosh. Vechenikor. Rashi prefers the second shot. So what's the Gemara's terror to this kasha? This is the Nafayan Beis Amin Aleph. Answers the Gemara Nayan Amin Beis. The Oraisa Kalsa Shaper Dami Das Yehudis Afilu Kalsa Nami Osir. And the Gemara goes to a discussion of Kalsa is no Perua Rosh. If it's Beshuk, it's against Das Yehudis, which you said. If it's a Chotzer, Lo Inach the Bas La Roma Vinu Yishev As Taras Bala. A simple pshat. What that means is that Emir Yotz Rosh is Het the Gemara. That's how Rashi learns, that's how Tosos learns. The Bach learns differently. Where it says, Mechotzer lechotzer v'derech mavoi. So if you're going from chotzer lechotzer v'derech mavoi, so then we say that kalsa suffices. Ad kan sugya sa gemara. So the first question, of course, before you start, is what's taka the yisir? What is the yisir? On a simple level, where it says, Pru rosha pru d'oraisa, means an yisir d'oraisa. And you find it in many Rishonim, you find it in Shilta Giborim here on this daf, that means an Issa D'Oraisa. But Rashi doesn't sound that way. Rashi says that it's Michlal the Usur, based on an inference that she did an Averev to expose her hair to the Boel. And the second Pshat Rashi is even less than that. It's that Ain't Derek Benos Yisrael, Lutens Purus Rosh, and it's only a matter of what the Minig was. It doesn't sound like it's an Issa D'Oraisa Mamish from the Tula Shonis and Rashi. From Moshe, has an etshuva about this, that he thinks that whether it's a d'oraisa not depends on the 2 days in Rashi. Okay, because the first day, it's a much more serious problem than according to the second day. With nafkaminas lahalacha, what's the nafkamina lahalacha? He says that according to the first day, he calls it a lav, and according to the second day, he calls it an asay. It's the difference between a lav and an asay. It's the same thing. The difference is a lav. You have to give up all your money. But I say, only up to one-fifth of your money. See, as a famous tshuva, was a woman who couldn't get a job in those days where she would cover her hair. And the question would be, is she allowed to take her hair covering off in order to get a job? As a Moshe, you know, I can't be matir it. Why? We're not sure. It's an asay, it's a lav, a sveka the rice of the chumra. You have to be machmer, sveka the rice of the chumra. But, however, she says, it's a case he was discussing. It was not a woman who was married. She was an almona. She's no longer married. Even though it says in Poskim that Almona is required to cover her hair, that's for sure according to Rav Moshe at most of the Rabbanon. And therefore, Sveka the Rabbanon Lakula, she's permitted to remove her hair covering for the purpose of Parnasa, because it's more than one-fifth of her money. And later, that's in Chelek Aleph. In Chelek Dal, Rav Moshe goes further and says, what will happen if a woman has trouble remarrying? Because she's wearing a head covering, so she looks married. They want to look single. These still marry her. So he says she goes on a date. She can take off her shetel in order, whatever head covering she happens to be wearing, in order to be able to find the shidduch, because that's worthless. That's more than one fifth of her money. Those are two tshuvas from Rav Moshe on this topic. Before we even get started, this based on the Gemara here with the two Rashi's.
Isn't it strange to apply those categories even?
It's not literally. I don't think Rav Moshe meant either. Literally. It's not one of the 365 laven. It's not one of 248 essence.
It's more like an Indian. This is how Bas Yisrael was addressed. It's not even like it's a pirza and
okay, well, we'll discuss that as we go. For the moment, Rav Moshe uses those categories. Whether he meant literally or not, we'll come to it a little bit later on. Come to it a little later on. The truth is that the question of the Gemara is not fully explained. Rosh HaPru Daraisi, so Rashi says, Amaylo Korelo Das Moshe. This is a problematic Rashi. Why so? What if a woman eats treif? She's pashut, she eats treif. Is that a violation of Das Moshe? Doesn't say that in the Mishnah. What's it? She feeds him treif. So the Rosh,
she's
machshel him. That affects the marriage, right? She broke up the marriage, so she forfeits the ksuba. She eats treif, but she keeps kosher at home. I don't know, maybe she eats treif. It's arguable she lost her namana, so she can't eat in the house. Through the back door, maybe that's a violation of that. But she does some other aveya, which would not forfeit her namana, for argument's sake. And Pash does not. The Rosh's lashon is as follows. In Perek Zayin Simetes. Hay medavar shimach shiloso. Hichiloso chelev odam, etc. Avlam hoyso veres b'shar veres. Kosher hi atzma ochlo dvar yisim. Lo hifsida ksubasa. Period. He's straight, he doesn't lose a ksuba. I das Yehudis. So why is das Yehudis? She wasn't machshelim at das Yehudis necessarily. Mishum chatzifusa u'mishum chashad znus hu demachshel. How do you like that? She's in violation of das Yehudis, which is the minig of Benos Yisrael, as Rashi says. So this chutzpah, pritzus we'd call, right? And we're afraid of chashad znus. Of course the question will become, what will happen if there's no chashad znus? We'll have to discuss that as we go. Right. All we did so far was the Gemara with the Rashi with the Rosh. Okay, now let's analyze it a little bit more carefully. How do you go understand Rashi? Rashi says that the Gemara is Kasha is what? Prua Rosh Doraisa. So the Rashi, let's call it Das Moshe. Why is Das Moshe? Das Moshe means she's Machshel him. How is she Machshel him? She doesn't walk through the hair uncovered. That should be like eating treif. This is Rashi. Seems like it's against the Rosh. I repeat. The Rosh says that's Moshe is only if she's machshel him in a daraisa. Which Rashi seems to say that going with the hair uncovered might be included in the category of that's Moshe. That's a question. Whether we can reconcile Rashi and the Rosh. Rashi does not. So you argue that since...
What's the Lashon in Rashi?
Okay, let's go. We'll read the Rashi one more time. Rashi says, most Kashi, Rosh Hashanah, the Raisi is on Rashi. Six words. Vamai, lo, kori, lo, das, Moshe. Six words. I'll tell you why. Because the Rosh just said that there's no das Moshe, it's machshelim. So, sounds like Rashi's arguing with the Rosh. On a simple level, it could be. Could be. Then the question becomes, so why does it say she eats treif? Why is she machshelim a treif? It's a problem. The Rosh sounds right. Sounds right. Now, if you like the Rosh, then what's Taka the Gemara's Kasha? What's the Gemara's Kasha? What is the Gemara's Kasha? So one could say the Gemara's Kasha is not, we should call it Das Moshe. No, you can't call it Das Moshe. Not actually. But how could you call it Das Yehudis? What's Das Yehudis? Rashi says Das Yehudis. Shenogu Benos Yisrael, Af Al Gav Delo Kesiva. So one could say that you cannot categorize Rosh HaPur as Das Yehudis because it is Ksiva. It is Ksiva. So the Gemara's Kasha should be, if you want to be Medayik, not the way Rashi said, why isn't it called Das Moshe? No. Why is it called Das Yehudis? Not everything can be, it can be one of the two. It can fall between the cracks. It can be not Das Moshe because it's not Machshel him, and not Das Yehudis because it's Ksiva. That's the Pashup Shat. Now, but where does that Pashat say? You have to wait a long time until someone says that Pashat. I found it in Hagos of Baruch Frankel on the bottom of the base mayor and our simon. Yeah? It's there. I read it to you. On our simon Kuf Tezvov, the base mayor says as follows. Dvorav Tvum. I'll just go straight to Baruch Frankel. Doveres al das Moshe ain't ele b'machshelas hazbala. V'mi ochel es chelav v'dam, Finished. That's enough in a rush. Fine. So then why in certain cases she loses a ksuba? Because of pritzus or chashad's nus. We go further than that. Ha the maksha gemara ksuba sayin beis prus rav staraisahi. Rashi says, why is it called as Moshe? No. Don't take Rashi literally. Can't say she yotzes b'tshlob ksuba machmas ave over das Moshe. No. Can't have said ksuba el machmas apritzusa. Ika kushna gemara ena ela alishna demas nisin. Loma korola das yudis. V'lo korola overas al das Moshe. V'hefsed aksuba el machmas apritzus. Black on white. I think it's emes lamita. Like Rashi never really meant it that way. Rashi meant you can't call it Das Yehudis because it's Ksiva. So Rashi already tipped his hand on the Mishnah. Is it Das Moshe? Yes, it's Das Moshe in the sense that it's a remiss for at least in the Torah. But not that she loses the Ksuba because of Das Moshe. That's only she's Machshel. She loses Ksuba because of Das Yehudis. But you can't call it Das Yehudis because it's an understatement. Das Yehudis, if it's low Ksiva, it is Ksiva. I think it's emes lamita. This chat you find on the bottom. Hagos of Baruch Frankel on the banner of the base mayor, Simon Kuftas Vav and Hevezer, the standard printed page, I and Hey, Ahmed Bez on the bottom. Okay? Which I think is an eye opener. I think it's.
Even though she's not Machshel him.
Right, but she's no. It's no worse than Das Yehudis.
Right.
It's more than Das Yehudis. But you just can't call it, right? Das Yehudis. I think that's a correct shot. Now, this being the case, we understand in the Shulchan Aruch, and here's we get right to the point. Why I'm saying this shiur now, I mean, it's obviously this is similar we're supposed to be learning now, but there was a whole controversy some years ago involving some former members of this group. It hit the Hebrew press, the English press, it was Kadai Bizon Vekotsev. But the whole vote was based on our shiur. Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Kuf Tes Vav, Ezu Das Yehudis. What are they? Yotze l'shuk olamavi mufula shabachosah shabim b'okimo ferosha perua. So, a big deal was made of the fact that it seems that the Torah Shulchanah comes from the Torah reduce the Yisra Prius Rosh to a Das Yehudis, and apparently they don't consider it to be an Yisra Daraisa. To which I say, Baloney. Rav Baruch Frankel is right. You don't lose the ksuba because of the Das Moshe Shabo. Could very well be Nisa Daraisa. But you don't lose the ksuba for that reason. You're not machshelim. You use the ksuba, but they're discussing about losing the ksuba. You lose the ksuba because of Das Yehudis plus, right? It's Das Yehudis which is actually found in the Torah Kedosha. So therefore, included in it, the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch, including everything, it's no less than Das Yehudis. Because it includes also not only the chutz, the shuk, mavi mafulish, chutz, rambogon, which may not be a daraisa, the rambogon is the shuk, and adkan. So therefore, the whole thing I think is a much ado about nothing. The whole dig, how come the mechaber, the tur, never said das Moshe in the context of Rosh HaPeru? The answer is obvious, because you don't lose the ksuba. I just read it to you from Rabbi Baruch Frankel. That seems to be double poshut. The whole thing was people fighting, spilling gallons of ink on this question.
Did they quote this? Mm-hmm.
I don't know who quoted what. I'm not an expert in all the quotations. But I'm saying that it just seems to be, it knocks the whole kasha off Meikara. So it appear. Now here's an irony. These same rabbis, maybe Rabbi Lashok is more accurate, although with some other allies, people claim that according to the Rambam, it's a daraisa for sure, because the Rambam includes it in Das Moshe. Rambam says it's Das Moshe. It's Das Moshe. That's ironically, it's not so poshut that that's correct. Not so poshut. Why? The Trumas Hadeshin claims that this Gemara should be is Lav Dafka. What's the Trumas Hadeshin's context? Nothing to do with us. His context is Isa Yichud. Isa Yichud? Yeah, there's an expression in the Gemara Kiddushin, the Remez, the Raisa, etc. He wants to prove it's only a remez. The Raisa doesn't mean it. It means it's the Rabbana. He gives an example. It's purely an example over there. That the Rambam seems to hold that the whole entire Isser of Rosh HaPerua is the Rabbanan. How do you know it? I don't know. Can you give me Rambam, please, a safer. Give me Noshim and Kedusha. We'll quote both Rambams, and we'll see that if you don't mind. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Maybe Rambam doesn't hold like this.
Oh, hold on, hold on. Let's go slow. Let's first see the Rambam over here in Hilchas Ishus, where this is found. Eiz the Yos Shelo B'Ksuba Perchav Dal in Hilchas Ishus. Here the Rambam says, let's go. Hoveres, let's see. Eile and Vrom, Halacha Yud Aleph, Shem Osas Echad Man of Vrom, the overall Das Moshe, Yotzel B'Shuk V'Sar Rosh HaGolui. You see, it's a Daraisa, it's a Das Moshe. Now, you want to know, does the Rambam agree with the Rosh? The Rosh, after all, said that it has to be Machshelim. Maybe Rambam disagrees, although he doesn't give other examples of eating himself, treif. One could argue that even according to the Rosh's definition, which is seen in the Mishnah, if she eats treif, it has nothing to do with her marriage. It's not a verse, that's a motion. If she goes with the hair uncovered, that may have something to do with her marriage, and therefore, it might be considered to be machshelin, perhaps. But in any event, he does say it's das moshe. Klar. So this leads these people to say, Turin Shulchan Aruch, who don't mention das moshe, they must hold us to Rabbanim. But the Rambam, he says that it's das moshe, he must hold us to Daraisa. And one could, just to be a contrarian, say exactly the reverse. According to the Turin Shulchan Aruch, it's a Daraisa. Why is this called das moshe? For the reason we just mentioned, not Machshel, the husband. That's why it's called Judas, but it's really that's much. However, the Rambam might disagree. The Rambam quotes this halacha, our Gemara, in Hilchas Yisuri Biya. In Perek Chaf Aleph. Halacha Yudzayin. Lo yahalchu benos Yisrael prue rosh b'shuk. Here's the key line, which is going to be the problem of the entire shiur. Achas penuya v'achas eshes ish. Foolish Rambam. The Rambam continues. Lo telech isha b'shuk u'beno achareo gzeir Hashem yitpesu b'no v'telech achav lachzio v'yisal lebo rosham shetofsu derech schok. All in the same halacha yitzayin. Presumably it's based on this juxtaposition that this Truma Sedeshin says, according to the Rambam, it's not a Nisa Daraisa. How can you put Nisa Daraisa together in the same breath? You shouldn't walk behind you with your son behind you in the shuk, which is clearly a gzera. It couldn't possibly be a Daraisa. A. B, perhaps the Truma Sedeshin's diyuk is from the fact that the Rambam wrote Pnuya. Whoever heard that a Pnuya should be a Daraisa? That sounds totally counterintuitive. After all, the source, as we shall see, I mean, it's from Sota. That's what it says in Paras Rosh Isha. And therefore, a Sota, we have to be married by definition. So, Mechatesi, a single woman, should be Dindaraisa. Do single women still cover their hair? Anybody know the answer to that question? Some Temanim. Before 48, when they were still in Teman, they still covered their hair on the basis of Pshat Rambam. They followed the Rambam.
Isn't that why, like, in Chassidim or some other groups have
That's the Mogan Avraham. So since you bring it up, I was going to bring it up much later on, but since you bring it up, we'll bring it up now. You'll ask, what's the Mogan Avraham? Because that's an Arachayim. We're learning Evanezer. As we know, Kol HaTorah Kula Yenechanu. And the Mogan Avraham asked his Kasha in Simon Ayin Hey. Simon Ayin Hey is the Simon of Seir B'Yeshev with respect to Kriya Shema. Then the Mechaber says, between Arachayim Ayin Hey and Eben Ezer Chaf Aleph. That's a bombshell cash. Can I answer that kasha? That's a kasha. They handle all kashas. How do you know
what
eligible
that? I don't
know. Okay. Okay. Vyod, says the Bhagavad. A different Gemara. The beginning of the second pair.
I mean, the main question.
Hold on. Im Yotzeh Bihinuma Verosha Perua, Zeo Simacharsa Besula. Everyone knows that. That's the beginning of the second parak, right? That's a simon. So you see klar that a besula need not cover air. The dochak lomar, the pnuyos the katoni, hainu almona, the imkain harvel of the forage. That's a dochak, if I ever heard of a dochak, but despite the fact that he calls it a dochak, the beishmuel and the chavos, they all follow this, they have no choice. Their back is to the wall. They never have to give in to the dochak of the Mogen Avraham. I'm not sure who came first chronologically, but all those who said it, many said it, that it says Pnuya means an Amon. The Mogen Avraham is correct. That's a dochak. That's a big dochak, if you ask me. It says Pnuya means an Amon. It's almost unbelievable. But many say it because they have no choice. They're stuck. Says he an incredible answer, which some chassidim to this day follow this Mogen Avraham. Yeshlom the pruas rosh t'ksib Eben Ezer, Hainush is so seres klia soron. Hokus Bishop with unbraided hair. Zeh osir afilu b'pnuya. So they hold that a single girl cannot go with unbraided hair. The chen pirish Rashi parshas naso aluporash rosh isha. Actually, brought a chumash and Rashi here because I can't find them in this room to confirm that's really true. Okay, so what comes out? That a single woman can keep her hair uncovered, but she has to braid the hair. And the married woman has to cover her hair. That's what it says over here. So in Eben Ezer, Prua means wild, unbraided. And in Aruch Chaim, it means uncovered. Says the Magen Rabbah, if this is true, the Komen Gamut Tzarech Loma, the Pnuya Lo Mitzri Daraisa. This idea of unbraided is not a Daraisa. Why? The Toma, the Kroari Gamut Pnuya, in Cain, Gam Begili Harosh, Tiyas Suru Leilich. Why? Tami Hochi Alfin Rixuvus Perig Zayin Ayin Beis Al Gemara. So Telach Lebenos Tzro Begili Harosh. This is the only source. This is the only source. Ela Kocho, Krolo Ari Bipnuya. Rakshamidus Tzniyos Yil Bpsula Shlo Leilich Cain. Of course, it leads us to a tremendous problem. Then why did Rashi say in Perish Chumash that it means her hair is parah, means to be disheveled and unbraided, when that leads to a misimpression that there's no issa deraisa for it going to hair uncovered? There were those who actually wrote that way. There's nothing wrong with a woman uncovered. As long as she braids her hair, no problem. Before she Rashi and Chumash. And Magen Avraham quotes to Rashi, then he says, but that can't be a din deraisa. So then why did Rashi and Chumash say that? It's a very serious question. A very serious question. Okay? Serious. We'll come to it if we have a chance. At the end of the Chabur. Now, that Chumash Hadesh wants to look at Simon Reish Mem Beis. Reish Mem Beis, that's where the Chumash Hadesh is found. The Chelkos Mechokek over here in our Simon, and Simon Chaf Aleph, that Eben has, and we went Kuf Tezvah, but Chaf Aleph is obviously linked. And here, instead of bringing the big Shulchan Aruch, I brought the Otzer Aposkin. The many things he has to add. But included there in Simon Chaf Aleph Siv Beis is a citation of the Chelkos Mechokek, who said what the Mogen Avraham called a dochak. Right? I would agree, but because he had no choice, he said it as well. Achas Penuya says the Barhetev, Haino Almana Ogrusha Obeula, Al Besula Mutter. Who said so? Bach, Chelkos Mechokek, Beis Shmuel. Mogen Avraham suggests this practicals, but many Gedolim say that because they had no choice. They felt they had no alternative. It is a dochak. There's no question. It's a dochak. That's for sure. That's for sure. What do you do with the Gemara on that Tezvav, though? That's a tremendous kasha on that Tezvav. So if you hold like the Chelkos Mogos Gevaldik, that's exactly the point. If she goes Peruas Rosh, that's an indication that she gets a Ksu of Masayim Zuz, because had she been a Ba'ula, even if she was not married, she'd have to cover her hair. Okay, Gevaldik. As a matter of fact, the Dogla Mirav Abba says exactly that over here. Quoting that Yerushalmi. What about Mukas Eitz? Maybe she's Mukas Eitz. So how does the fact that she goes Berosha Perua prove she's entitled to Masayim Zuz? Maybe she's a Mukas Eitz. Mukas Eitz lo shchich. Yerushalmi. So that indicates that any other way, such as a Ba'ula, she would have to cover her hair. Is the Ba'ula Shchich and Moshchich? There's a whole fight based on the Tosfos in the first Pekek Ksuvos, which is Moshchich, which is less Shchich, Tosfos Beis, Tosfos Tes. I'm going to go into those various Shchichuyos, and these can change from generation to generation, as we all know. Both phenomena, not for now. In any event, Rabbi Osai, this is the Yisod. So the Lashon of the Gemara is important to know, since we have a little Gemara Ksuvos. What do you want to say over there in Daf Tezvav? The Mishnah says, "Im yesh edim sheyotzes beinum of a rosha perua, ksubasa masayim." So, what's rosha perua? Seora al ksefeo. Kacha you know again lahotis absulos mi beis avien le beis hachasana. What it says? That's what it says. Now, what's pshat over here? How do you explain this then? So there are some who say that this didn't indicate that she was a basula until that time. Now that leads to the next question. As of what moment is a woman who's married required to cover her hair? There are many stages of marriage. What about an arusa? Arusa, mekudeshes. Is she mechuyev to cover her hair from that moment on? Yes or no? That's a legitimate question. It's a legitimate question. The Otra Poskim has a discussion about this. What's the status of an Arusa? It's an Os Sifkot and Chavzayin Otra Poskim. That Havadat Mutter, it's a Mefurash Ginnin Mishnah. Ksuvas Avtezvav. Yesh Eidim Shiyotz Minu Rosh HaPeruk Sibos HaMasayim. When she was Arusa 12 months ago. In Otra Poskim Sifkot and Chavzayin. Chavzayin. Okay, that's the Mefurah Shirai. Many say it. Quotes the Sefer Yehoshua. Who was the Sefer Yehoshua? The Sefer Yehoshua. Rav Babad. Menachas Chinuch's father, some say his grandfather. I'm going to get into the whoever he is, an Adam Godam Od. And he says it has to be, it's clear, it has to be that Arusa's Mutaf, you see, in the Gemara here in Ksubas. The Maria Levi suggests maybe not that way. It's not a good proof. Why? He says, Rashi says, Sorak Seifa. Mechacha yunogin lehotis absulimi beis avian lebeis balein. Shmamin is the Maria Levi. That's the Taz's brother. So we have the Taz's brother, Mechaschino's father. We have all the people that went there. Okay. Is the great people in their own right? This is what is Medak from Lashon of Rashi. Listen carefully. He says, Shmamina, to bechol shas eris and usr. Elekeven genogu legalos tsas oros aksefam. Vechenk shaholcha rak pamachas the base of via. Voskavin lepritzus. Ein isser. How do you like that? I like that. It's really usr. But under this circumstance, it's not us. Why is it not us, sir? It's obviously done for a reason to demonstrate that she is a basula, she get a basa, Messiah. So therefore, for that reason, it's okay. Sounds a little strange.
Just during the wedding.
Just during the wedding. Just as being escorted to the wedding. That's a little bit of a chiddush. But there are more than one who subscribe to this Nakuda and say that Arusa is in fact Asura, despite the Gemara Naf Tetzvav. The Sefer Yeshua says that's ridiculous, can't be, it's Mefurash Gemara, and the Shita Mekubetz says Meferish on his Daf, that Nesua Dafka. I fret the Sefer Yeshua, Maish Arusa Min Nesua, Idi V'Idi Chai V'Mises Bezenhei. V'nei, listen carefully, do parats rosh isha b'nesua, u'bu'ula mayri, nishna nesua, but bu'ula, how do you know it's a bu'ula? Because we all have the famous din, that yimi baladei sheikh, Kod neshchivas baal, neshchivas haboil. Yeah. Mikom agon maishno, what's the difference? What's the difference? And the Beis Shmuel says, pnuyos are almonos. Ech neva. The almonos pnuyos asurus. Varusa, sheyeshes ish, muteris. Yatziva, beyarav, vigyor, vishmeshmaya. How can it be? This is the kasha of the Sefer Yeshua. And the Osi Shapir, the klalu begilu benoshim, the toli imu derech lechasos. At the Shulchan Aruch, we just read it 9 hey, b'mokum shadaka lechasos. V'zei yoseid shakol toli bo. Shakol shirigilin bo, catch this now, ein b'nei odin misgarin bo. But they're used to it, they're not going to bother. V'akem besulis harusas shadaka lelech besulis rosh, lo habe de gabayu erev klal. Ashekin the suas shadaka lechasos, have the erev legabayu. With yizeh kevin shin the suas afshein almonas agushas pnuyas, kvandogu lechasos rosh, when they were married, asurim bidarais the priest rosh against Rav Moshe. The kevin the regilas pekach, erev mikri. Atkan, the part that's quoted here in Otzer Apost, they left out the punchline for a very good reason. Because in order to make a point, the Sefer Yeshua said something which I don't know if you want to say in print, given what happened in other parts of the world, even in his day. Maybe he lived in Galicia, it wasn't an issue at the time. I don't know history. 3 years ago in Galicia, what was going on? I don't know. But he writes explicitly that what will happen if in a certain town there'll be chelm, altskapoya. He writes explicitly that if the nesuas will not cover the hair, and the arusas will cover the hair, that'll be mutter for the nesuas not to cover the hair, and be also for the arusas not to cover the hair. Right to the Beferish. Oof. People jump on the Sefer Yeshua as a raya that if you live in a society where no one covers the hair, there's nothing wrong. He said it and he printed it. Wow. That's quite a statement. Also, Poskim left that part out. Yeah, they have editors here. The Bechule over here. But, you can look it up. I was going to bring it myself, but today everyone has internet. You don't need me to bring it. It's there. Okay. So, all right. He said it. That such a sheet exists. It exists. Do we pass it that way necessarily? Not necessarily. I'm going to pass it that way. But the sheet is in print. Not by some left-leaning 21st century rabbi, but by a right-leaning 19th century rabbi. Probably the early part of the 19th century. So about 200 years old. I don't know when it was actually printed. You look it up, you'll see. Atkan. This is important to know what the full range of opinions is. Not getting the psak al lemais. No, it's the contrary. Now, Rabosai, it's interesting. The Shvus Yaakov is quoted over here as saying, The Mefurish Mishnah says, what'll happen? A Pnuya Be'ula has to cover her hair. What Sifri says on our Parsha, Parsha's Naso. Zecha L'davar Tikach Tamar Eifel Rosha. She was, if you know the stories of Sefer Shmuel, she was an Anusa, she was never married. Kavachomer Mefuta has to cover her hair. So writes the Shvus Yaakov. One could refute the proof. She covered her hair to publicize what happened. She was so angry at Amnon. She wanted to take revenge against him. But maybe this is not an absolute obligation, even though Tamar did it, to point the fact. Yeah, it's not a complete obligation. Fine. It's interesting, the Maram Shif, here in Av Tetzvav, says, Yosef Yinuma Verosha Perua, that there is a covering. The covering is a Hinuma. That means that the riot is not necessarily a proof. Maybe a whatever. This is pointing out to you. Rabbi Vadya has a tshuva about this as well. I want to tell you, it's in Yechavadah, it's not Yabi Omer. He has the following problem. He thinks that even if you'll assume like we'll call them Rov Poskin, that you have to cover your hair not from Eris but from Nisuin, he says, when is Nisuin? When is Nisuin? Do the chuppah, right? This is for Ashkenazim. So a woman from the moment of a Nisuin has to cover her hair? You'll tell me, says the Bavadja, she's wearing a veil. Ah! See-through. Doesn't accomplish anything. He says, we Sfaradim, that we hold like the Rambam, that the only time there's real Nisuin is when is Yichud a royal Abiyah, and the real Sfaradim do not have a Cheder Yichud at the wedding. They don't have it. So she's not Nisuah completely until she goes home at night. So we understand, for us, why there's more room to be lenient with respect to hair covering during the wedding. For Achenu Ashkenazim, has to be a complete hair covering from the moment that she's under the chuppah. That's what Rabbi Judah writes. Wow. Wow. That's a powerful statement. I can only say that when I grew up, it wasn't that way. The women who covered their hair, they went to their chuppahs with a veil without a full hair cover. When their head covering under the chuppah was not what it was not past muster for their married life. Contrary to Rabbi Vajra. So to understand why? I want to read you something from Ultra Poskim, once we're here, in Sifkotten. I'm giving you all my Mar Makomas, you can look everything up yourself. Sifkotten Chav Dalet, in Ultra Poskim, in Os Aleph. It's on those words, though. Talach Lamashop was wrong. It's in Simon Chav Aleph, Sifkotten Chav Dalet, Os Aleph. Shvilei David quotes the Maram Al Ashkar, who says that Sarah Sayot and Chutz Tzamason to become a Shenolagin bow is permissible to go with it uncovered. Don't make a mistake and say that Isu Gili Rosh Bemin Hogatalia came to Malkam Shenifrat Shenoshim Laholchos Begili Rosh Kemutter, as the Sefer Yeshua seems to say. No, the Zeino. Why not? Lo Darshinon Tama Dekro. How successful? You don't give me reasons. Because that's what this way is. Lo dashina tamad dekro. So writes the Shvilei David. Lo dashina and tamad dekro. That's what he says. Is that true? I mean, of course it's true. Lo dashina tamad dekro. How far would you take this chiddush of lo dashina tamad dekro? Machlokot of Shimon and Rabbanan when it comes to an almona. Right? Almona. Right. So we pass an Echad Amona Aniya, Echad Amona Ashira, and even though the reason may be because she only has one set of clothes, back and forth, and because one could argue, as I've argued elsewhere in different contexts, it's true, but that she in the time of the crow, Apostle Mefurish, Losach Begad Amona, we don't concern ourselves with the reason, even the reason does not apply, then it applies anyway. However, one could argue, it's a bit far reaching, I can see, at Darshin and Tamad the Drush. In other words, this is not a possible. It's a drusha. Drusha Chazal. Uparas Rosh Isha Mikan. It's a drusha. So if it's a drusha Chazal, then perhaps we should be darshining Tamad the Drush. It's all a drusha. Or Darshin and Tamad the Krah. Krah is also Mefurish. That's true or not, I can't tell you 100%. Look it up and let me know if you think it's true or not. It's very far reaching what I'm saying. It's almost theological what I'm saying, but I think there are many cases in which that can be an appropriate answer to many questions that we have in many areas of Allah. But anyway, the Shvilei David says though Darshin and Tamad the Krah. Clearly, the Sefer Yeshua disagrees with them. La Halacha seems to hold you do Darshin depends upon the minig. Presumably because it's not a pasuk mefurish, and the pasuk mefurish in Torah, Isha Nesua Asura Lates Mefuras Rosh. I don't think the same Yeshua would have said what he said. I don't think so. So I don't think so. In any event, so this is what the Chavadah says. One could argue in one of two ways with the Chavadah. One way is to say, no, the svara which the Sefer Yeshua had suggested, that the drasha of a paras rosh isha is referring not only to an isha nesua, a nesua ba'ula. If you're not ba'ula, you're not eligible to become a sota. We just learned that it has to be only derived from a sota. So therefore, calls man, did not consummate the marriage, as we call it, live with the husband, then the pasuk does not apply. The pasuk doesn't apply, so it's mutter. This is the possible justification, which I don't like at all, I'm telling you in advance, for a newfangled custom I've seen, even in quote from circles. When I was growing up, even women who never covered the hair, when I grew up, women doesn't cover the hair. I don't want to be guilty of revisionism over here. Rabbi Black is older than I am, but I'm saying, even in my memory, I'll give you one, reality check. You mix up the years, but in a certain model, I moved to Queens, and I was in a big shul with 400 members, and I was old enough, I was before my mitzvah, but I was old enough to know what's going on. A total of two women covered the hair. The Rabbitson, and one of the women who's married to a Muslim. That's it. 2 out of 400. What?
American.
A young Israel.
An American
show? Right. World Americans.
American
Maybe some not far from where you live, but it won't go into that right. Okay. I think I get into sociology right now. Fine. Now, Baruch Hashem, Akshadar. Things have gotten dramatic changes. But even the women who would not come here at the wedding would never, they went with their head with a veil, always, the whole wedding. The same women, the next day they wouldn't cover their hair. At the wedding, they covered their hair with a veil. Not. You don't remember that?
No.
Oh, I guess we have differing memories. That's my memory. But they all went to the chuppah with them. Yeah, and then they took everything off.
Yeah.
That's not my see. Okay, sorry. Good. So I remember a time when it wasn't that way. I'm not sure if that's true, but there were that was that existed. Now, punkt verkehrt. When we cover the hair, they wear a veil at the chuppah, and you come to the dancing, and there's nothing on the head. Blows and cup, nothing, zero. I never saw this till the last 5 years or so. I saw it. Everyone who wants to do that.
This is better.
What?
But Lemay said this way is better.
I'm not discussing better. I'm discussing what I think is prohibitive. And I tell them, just look at your mother's wedding album. Now I'm in trouble now. I thought the wedding album would show that the mother, even if she didn't come here all year, but she wore the veil, that headpiece straight through the wedding. Anyway, but yes, there were those who now take it off completely. How do you justify them? By going with the Sefer Yeshua rejected Svara. Not until she's a Ba'ula, till then?
You may be right. But that would deter some mother.
Well, it's also a mother, but the mother had a halachic basis. It wasn't a mother.
No, it wasn't covered.
It was covered a little bit. So Bavadia thinks that's a meaningless covering. I want to argue differently. My second explanation of yes.
But you were still saying that if she would wear a veil the next day, that would be good.
Correct. My second explanation is that if she wears a veil the next day, even though she is not in conformance with the halacha, she is not in violation of a din d'oraisa. Rav Moshe is a tshuva. Rav Moshe writes in Eben Ezra, Siman Nun Zayin and Ches Monil Simanim, that the din d'oraisa is uporas rosh ha'isha, covering the head, not the hair. And as long as the majority of the head is covered, there is no isa d'oraisa.
Even if it's
sidra. That's what Moshe says.
But do the veils really even cover a majority?
I think so. The traditional ones, anyway. They cover the majority of the head, not the hair. The head. The head's much more. The hair could go around to who knows where. And as a matter of fact, I could be shot in the Mordav Tezvah. Yotze behinuma of a Rosh HaPerua. When you say the word hinuma, you say it lightly, what does hinuma mean? Well, it's on my hinuma. On that view, Zionim and Beis. Okay? Different things. The menamna bakalsa, that the kala can fall asleep, as it were. What does that mean, fall asleep? What do the words mean? What it means is that tifarosha meshuva valeneha upamashe menam nemes betocha betocha ein neha megulin. It's heinuma al shem tenuma. So what's some kind of a veil? So that's, they used to wear a veil, and the veil was itself an indication that she was married. And here I'm going to give you a bold suggestion. At the time of the Kra is exactly what we saw before, Lo Yisgaruba, but not merely based on what they're used to and not used to. Yisgaruba is a problem if, in fact, she's married. A woman who's married does not want, she's a Isha Ksheira, does not want men to start flirting with her. I mean, that's Pshat Aleph. And I tell a story, which I like to repeat, that led me to this conclusion. Many, many years ago, I would guess 40 years ago, maybe closer to 50, between 40 and 50, I'm guessing, there was a wonderful mishpacha on the west side of Manhattan. They lived in a penthouse, and they were very concerned about older singles. Now it's Nebuchadnezzar, Makas Medina. Then it was just starting a little bit, and they made these mixers, you know, parties, if you want to call them, where they would have, I don't know, 20 men over 30, 20 women over 30, they come together and meet, and they try to make shidduchim. We had the chaperones, can you do it? Chaperones, geitish. They had chaperones, men and women who were married. Those days, women didn't cover their hair. So what happened was, it turns out that the most socially adept of the women were the married ones. Not surprising. And so what happened was that these boys didn't know who anywhere A from B. And they start talking to these married women and thinking that when they're single, says they went right to a singles party. So she had to say, excuse me, I'm Mrs. Cohen. You make a mistake. This happened repeatedly. So they had no alternative, but when everyone walked into the party, they picked up things to put in the lapel. Either one apple or two apples. One apple means you're unattached, and two apples means you're attached. Which, in my mind, the light bulb went off. Oh, that's exactly what the Torah HaKadosh wants, that the woman should have her head covered, so that everyone should know, too much shetels, so that everyone should know, in a glance, whether she's single or whether she's married. I think she wears a wedding ring. Wedding rings are not to get married with an apple. No. Mishnah Kedushin. And they can't know it's crazy. This is a one glance, you know, whether she's single or whether she's married.
Certain places where the single girls covered their hair, that was, did they do it differently?
I can't answer the question. I'm not discussing the sheet. It's a Ram. Ram is a different sheet. The sheet is, we'll call it Chachmei Ashkenaz. That's limited to a married woman. That explains Rav Moshe. It's only a Doraisa while she's married.
And the Rambam, a married woman doesn't leave her house for it's easy to tell who.
We won't go into that right now. Yeah. But anyway, that's a suggestion. That would explain three things. Why it's enough that Rav Moshe writes the majority of her head. That explains why the Issa Doraisa only Bashuk, because in their own house people know she is. That would explain why there's no Doraisa after she's divorced or widowed. Adkan, my suggestion. Of course, when I printed this suggestion years ago, we learned brachas here in Yeshiva 30 years ago. That's when this suggestion came up. But when I printed it, I said, Lo Dashin and Tam of the Krah. As before, I had this bold idea of Dashin and Tam of the Drasha, but Bechule. Anyway, let me go back over here. It's a very serious issue. The Magen Avraham had, this is back to your Hasidish minig of braiding the hair.
Sorry, just go back for a second. So, Sure. So if a woman is an amana, you know, chuppah, her husband died as tach chuppah, she's married, right? She's not a guuba, so it's ksurasa is mana, right? So then, but would she need to cover her hair?
They always covered their hair once they were married, whether no pluck, whether she was a guuba or not. Mm. Once she had a cover,
she never even went home. So even if she was, she was still uncovering her head at the time. Let's say you
that's
dropped
a rare case. He had a heart attack under the chuppah. Oy. I can't speak to the case. It's too rare to that the poskim should talk about it in any serious way. Let me go back to the Magen Avraham. He said a single have to braid the hair, right? So if Machta Shekel asks, it's against our Gemara. Yotzabinu of a Rosha Perua. Means the hair is, as Rashi says, it's all sticking out. It's not braided. So how can the Magen Avraham say a single woman has to braid her hair? It's against the Mefurash Mishnah. That's a Machzah Shekels Kasha. On this Magen Avraham over here, in Simon Ayin A, Sif Katan Gimel, in the Magen Avraham. Quotes Rashi, Sar al Ksefer al Kalashono, is the Kash of the Machta Shak, Hai Klios Astura, Vechen Aminik. See, the Magen Avraham is incorrect. Okay, but the Magen Avraham is, we can't give up on him so fast. He's the Magen Avraham. So someone has to come to rise to his defense. So, let's take a look at the Yad Ephraim. Yad Ephraim quotes the Kash of the Magen Avraham. I'm going to read you what he says. It's quite fascinating. L'chora lo kosher midi. Shahacha rosa likwas krishma de mari bebayis o bechotzer ein iser kemosha kasav. What's shver? In Simon Chaf Aleph, in Yevon, as it says, lo seilach lepruzos b'shuk. Here it talks about krishma. It's in the house. Shad Aleph. What's the whole tumu? Says Yad Ephraim. So Aloma, the svirle, dim kein the suanami. What do you mean it's in the house? In the house, Mikir Adin, we'll get to that if we have a chance. And the Suah can also go with the hair uncovered. How can a husband say Krishma? What's the problem? If you're going to follow that place, so why can't the husband say Krishma when his wife's hair is uncovered right in front of him? Elamai, because she has to cover it in the street? Nu, so Basul also? That's why the Yad Ephraim rejects this suggested text. Ela Korcham. Kemish a dark on the chasels and bishuk, shuvaf v'chotzen b'kri erbol in kriya shema. That's how he explains. That's a gubal de gakasha that the Yad Ephraim says. However, despite the fact that he says that, I want to show you that someone in fact subscribes to his havamina. Where is that? It's the Talmud Yerushalmi, which discusses this issue. And here an hour perik hamadir. This is something called the Shiore Korban. That's the taste of the Korban Aedah. He talks about it in the seventh parak. This is what he says. Take a look. Shiore Korban. It's Parak Zion, Halach Avav. He quotes the Magen Avraham's Kasha. And he has a kasha in Perek Beis. That's the Machzah Shekels kasha. I have a different kasha, says the Shari Korban. From all places, Tnan Perek Gimel de Nedorim, Hanode Mishchure Arosh, Mutter Benoshim. Why? Anoshim Zimnin de Michsu Reshaya, Zimnin de Miglu Reshaya. So you can't call them Mechusei Rosh or Megulei Rosh. Avol Noshim. Cave the Laola Mixi Bimchuse Rosh or the Metarosa. You say Psula Samutarin. Why Muta Benoshin? Maybe he said Bimchuse Rosh. He meant to ask even Pnuyos. Lachaini Rali. Okay, leave it. So what's his chat? Listen to what he says. The Bishuk Ben Nesuos Ben Pnuyos Asuos Lates Rosh Peruki Dafina Mikro the Poro Rosh Isha. Vasota Bazari Omedis. Vazari Shisarabmi. Ubebayis ubechotzer. Darkon shel besulos lotzeis begili harosh. Ubehachi ayresh shachanorach baruchayim. Dein derech likwas kriyishma brishus harabim. Oh, the Yad Ephraim's teretz. Avon nesuos. Das Yehudis he shlotetei peru harosh. Afilu bechotzer. Ubehachi nicha hakol. There are opinions, I mentioned before, the Bach. The Bach says that the Suah Mishdas Yudis may not go, the Rosh Apuri even in the Chotzer. And therefore, he says like this, Yad Ephraim had a Kasha, why by the Suah is it also? The answer is the Suah is not allowed to keep her hair uncovered even in her own Chotzer. And presumably extends her own Chotzer even to her own house. Most people say Krishna in the house, not in the Chotzer. But there are those who say that. Either Gemara, the Bach has a different shot in the Gemara. The Bach passes halacha lemaisa. Chassam Sof is famous for this, that a woman may not keep her hair uncovered even in the privacy of her own home. So if that's the case, and I understand why. When the Suah who is required to cover here the privacy of her own home, her husband may not say Kriya Shema Kenegda, because she's required to cover it right then and there. Whereas the Basula is not required to cover it right then and there. Wow! Amazing vort. Amazing. Amazing. However, it's against Rashi and Tarsus. We mentioned before. They hold the Suas Regilas Lelech Pru Rosh for Bayis of the Chotzer. Loinach the Basla Rom Avinu. And I said, But then he says, don't have no fear. Eben Ezek Kuftez Vav Siv Gimel Posek Meshulchan Aruch. The local Rashi Betosus. He claims that the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, like the Bach, that a woman in the privacy of a home is required to cover her ear. Did it really say that?
The Gemara, aren't
yeah.
How do you live the Gemara?
I told you the Bach has a different shot than the Gemara. I'll tell you the Bach's shot. You asked a good question, but the Bach has a good answer. You know, if you give me the Bach, if you don't mind, and Evan Ez, I'll be able to read the actual words. The Bach and Evan Ez is Simon. I'm not sure which Simon it is. Is it Chaf Aleph or Kuf Tetz Vav? Kuf Tetz Vav, I think it's an our Simon. Kuf Tetz Vav. Thank you so much. A new radical pshat. Thank you. A new radical pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara is as follows. The Gemara said, "Heicha, ilem abedas b'shuk das yudis ela b'chotzer im kelo inach lebas la ramavino shemas taras bala." So Rashi and Tosfos both explain: you don't need a kalsav in your own chotzer. It's a private property. Right? So you wonder how would the Bach understand this Gemara? Just I read his words. He puts in a couple of words. I think you have the one before this. I'm sorry. I didn't have it as a base. I'm so sorry. Thank you. He puts in a couple of words that are not found. You know, he reads between the lines, as they say. There we go. Hold the part of the Gemara. Means like this. Hachem Berusha. I bechotzer kama de kalsa ein bo mishum pruos rosh. Yeah. Says the Bach. Hapshita hi. He adds in a word. Hapshita hi. Lo itzruch av yochan an hashminan. Di yisa de kalsa bechotzer lav dover hachinu. Lo inach de bas la ram avinu. De kulon hachus bechotzer bevusa bevin pachas av roshab lo redid. So he added two words, not found in the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Ela bechotzer imkain." We learn imkain means what? Imkain, if it's perua, he says no, it's pshita. What do you mean pshita? It's pshita that there's no pruas rosh bechotzer because with kalsa there's no problem. Exposed, it's aser. My answer is even chutz of the chutz derech mavli, an original pshat in the Bach, but he claims in the Shirei Karban that the Shulchan Aruch paskens that way. Is that really correct? It's not so poshut. Read the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch one more time. You tell me what you think. We started with the Simon Kuf Tes Vav Siv Dalet. Ezi Das Yehudis, Menitznua Shenogu Benos Yisro, Elim Nadrom Shemos Zachamem Avral Das Yehudis, Yotzel Leshuk Olamavli Mefulish. O bechotzer shemen bokimbo, v'rosha perua, v'ein olea redid kechol hanoshim, af al pi shesora mechusim mitpachas. That's in these places. So, what's his raya? What's his raya that the mechaba passed the Bach? Not exactly sure the raya is. He may say that the Shulchan Aruch is discussing all these situations, and he says that even though she's a mitpachas, it's no good. But how do you know that we're referring to a case where she's in the privacy of her own chatzah? It's not clear to me what he means, but that's what he suggests. Maybe the fact he didn't say the kula. Yes.
What's he do with the Gemara Yuma about the woman who says that?
Kimchis.
Right.
So So we understand klum chos to be lifnei mishur sadin. Right. That's the holds over here.
Even
the Chasam Sofer says even a bias.
But the Chasam Sofer says only because of the minhag. You didn't say that that's the din of the Gemara. That's the bias.
Not sure about that.
Lashner's car is basis.
Right. He quotes the Taz. He quotes the Kimchas story. In any event, the Taz is a different pshat, different than the Bach. The Taz is like this: the Machshin beGemara liyodarak mishnei chalukas, shuk and chotzer. So if it's shuk, what do you mean? Even Kal says also, im chotzer, ein sham priyat rosh afilu the gamri. Lo nachla bas the tetra. But in chotzer shala, cheder shala, no one else is there. It's a very important taz. The more answer is in chalukah shlishis. In chotzer, the chotzer, derech mavoi lo shlichi rabim tzas bogen ram. Dem in a Torah, ein sham priyat afilu the gamri. So that's Yehudis, it's Priya Legamri, but Kalsi is a cloud. That's what Yochanan says. Okay, so it comes out, Chotzi Yechid Legamri, Ein Shamis Rafil B'Priya Legamri. That's what the Taz says against the Shver Debach. That's the most simple pshat, if you ask me. Kimchis, yeah, it's Kimchis, a different story. Why am I saying all this? Because I saw that there were some who want to claim that a woman in the privacy of a home is not required to cover her hair, halacha lemaisa, no matter who walks in. Privacy of all. I think it's incorrect. I think the Ritva on Adav says the Farish is incorrect. Rav Moshe has some conflicting inferences. I want to get into them right now. But I thought that he also said was the bottom line is incorrect. In the one place it doesn't sound that way. But here, Taz is Mefurish.
I mean, you could imagine such a thing because if there's no Din Das Yud that's even according to the Bach and the Bias. So then it goes by the minhag. What's if it's abnormal? If a man is not used to seeing a woman's hair, then nachan amish is the cover. But if it's a place where nobody covers there, so there's no din of
that. Ah, see what Yaakov is saying is avada. The Taz is correct that if in a traditional society where the man would never see a married woman's hair uncovered, of course she has to cover it in the privacy of a home. If anyone else other than members of a household walks in, that we should agree. He's suggesting that Neba Avon Aseinu Harabim, as the Oroch HaShulchan puts it, that the women today don't cover their hair in the street.
No, not even necessarily. If the minhag becomes that all married women don't cover their hair in the presence of, in the house.
So it should be
okay anyway.
Yeah, that's correct. If that
comes, if there's no technical din in the Gemara that requires it, isn't it?
Well,
because
Das Yudis. And this leads to a question, which is a very major question: can Das Yudis change? I thought the answer was yes. Rashi says in the Mishnah, it says what the meaning of the Nashim is, it could change from Belukul to Chumatz. I thought that a Pashna could change. After full disclosure, the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Ayin Hay, it talks about hair, he says it's a Doraisa, of course, in all times and places, which I'm willing to concede. But then he says that even other parts of the body, which the Gemara talks are considered to be an Erva, it's Das Yehudis. What's Das Yehudis? So we learned the Gemara over here about the Seir. That's today's topic. But the same Sif, the same Daf, Umarez Rosel of Ne'odah. Going around sleeveless, we'll call it. Which is unfortunately a new, for those who are following the community of the non shuls becoming a Magefa. More than it was 5 years ago. That's a Magefa. Got a call from a Rebbetzin, one of those, you want to call it a non-shul, complaining she was at some kind of a shul simcha. All the women were sleepless. It wasn't shul 5 years ago.
Even in shul, I think.
Shuls too. What do
you think? That's very different from you saw the Hebrew and the Rishi Peru.
In any event, so that's here, and what is that called? That's a Gemara and Ayin Beis Amid Beis. That's called Das Yehudis. Right, Maris Rosel of Neodim. It's part of Das Yehudis. So the question, of course, will become such a woman who's a ksuba. We'll come to that in a minute. I don't want to talk too much longer. But the Divrei Chamuda seems to say in Masechta Brachos on that daf of what's called Tevach Bisha Erva that it all depends on what the Minhag HaMakom is. Whereas the Mishnah Berurah says no, there's certain objective things, which is shok and this and zroa. And what's his proof? Das Yudis. I thought to write a lister. That's a writer that should depend upon the minik. So obviously the Mishnah Berurah has a different view of what's called minik than I have. But just you know what it says. That's what it says. Okay. Much more to be said. I'll be Makata just to finish up a few final short points, and perhaps we'll get to maybe some other Google will talk about it at greater length. It seems to me, therefore, that the way we had a kash in the Mechaba, the only answer we had to the Mechaba so far was the Dochak of the Magen Avraham, which is accepted by others, which is that Pnuya means a Be'ula, Amon, Gusha. It's so hard to accept that. The other one was the Magen Avraham's braiding here, which is, of course, we don't accept. Maybe we should suggest, as crazy as it sounds, that the Mechaba holds like the Shiori Carbon. He answered the Mechaba. That's probably the only. Is there any other answer? I don't know. Get an impression that perhaps it would be permissible for a husband, even if his married wife, his wife is not covering the. That's what Shira Carbon said. I mean, he said that the Bach is right. The Bach, she can't cover. Go there uncovered in the privacy of her home. So then he's still a little bit stuck. What do you do with the mechaba distinguishes between besula and a nesua? So that's the mechaba shita. Shari Korban himself passing like the Bach, right? So it's awesome. That's better. But the Shulchan Aruch might not say like the Bach. Who said the Shulchan Aruch is like the Bach? Shulchan Aruch claims, I told you, that the Shulchan Aruch is like the Bach. How do you get it? Shulchan Aruch asked Kalsa b'chotzer shiravim bokim. Kalsa's mutter b'chotzer and the vice, implying Pruas Rosh completely is also like the Bach. I don't know if that's true. The Beis Yosef is b'dag like the Bach lush in the tour. It's against the Gemara. It's against Rashi. It's against Tosis. It's against Iran. Rav Yosef Karo is not going to change his mind from the Beis Yosef to the Mechaber. So the Shiori Korban himself is an easy street. He says that a Nesua has to cover air in the privacy of a home. That is a very good shot in the Mechaber. But I don't want to accept that because the Mechaber Kufta itself doesn't seem to accept the Bach. It was like Rashi and Tosis that the Shiori Korban and the Bach both agree is against the Epshat. So maybe it would be a mutter called the Mechaber for her own husband. That would be a Chiddush Nifla Venaira. That's the best way that I have to explain the Mechaber. It's less of a dochak than the Magen Avraham, less of a dochak than the Chalkos Mechokek. The Ramah says no. No, the Ramah is like the Yad Ephraim. Whatever Pshua Rosh Meshuk, it's in even in the house. The Besula is within the Shuk. The Ramah means a Pnuya, or an Almana, or it's a Zahiris. That's what the Ramah will hold that way. But the Mechaber, we have to say, that's, I think it's a less of a dogma than the others. So it would appear. Oh. The Truma Sadeshin and Simon Yud, Easter Gili Rosh, and Enu Elemishim Preachers to Gavri. Vehechad lo shchichi rabim, kon bechotzer en kpeda. Pashas l'shita, so it's all a din de Rabbana. It's called the Rambam anyway. That's what he suggested. It's only a smach. Rav Moshe writes this way, but it's back to Das Yehudis. That should depend upon the minik. But I'm not going to go into that right now because it's too far afield. I wanted to suggest, not like the Aruch HaShulchan. The famous Aruch HaShulchan says that when it's saying Harabim, it's mutter to say Krishma when a woman's hair is uncovered. I want to say not that way. Even if you will accept, and I'm the opposite of Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe has in his famous shul about the shul, even though they don't cover their hair, but you can say Kriya Shema. But if they don't cover their arms, that not. I want to say exactly the reverse. If they don't cover their arms, I'm not justifying it, but at least according to the Divrei Chamudos in Brochas, it's only a question of what the Das Yudis is. It could change. But covering the hair, that's a Din D'oraisa. That can never change. That can never change. I think that's the mainstream position. That can never change. That's a real Din D'oraisa. Even if all the women don't cover their hair, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. It has a din of erva anyway. The difference is very simple. In other areas of the arms, etc., it's the chiyuv to cover it because it's considered to be an erev. So if no one covers it, so then it's not an erev. Comes to the hair, can't say that way, because we pass that single woman don't have to cover the hair. So what comes the other way around? The obligation to cover the hair is what creates the shame erev. It doesn't matter that no one covers it. Can't they really?
I have a lot of women like that.
What does that mean?
They'll have hats, they'll cover their hair, but they'll have sisters.
Yeah, I know.
I said something like this to someone, so he said, no, the Torah says that a woman has to cover her hair. It doesn't mean that she just has to cover her. It just means she has to dress so tznistic, she even has to cover her hair. Well, so I've had a close again.
I want to come to that in a moment. I want to end with a piece about that. I think your friend is right. A little bit. Slow. I just can't go into all the project. I'll never finish. I want to get to that last point. Let's talk about Hilchos Ksubos. After we're talking about Hilchos Ksubos, does a woman today lose a ksuba if she doesn't cover her hair? You're sitting in Bezdin. The man says, I'm not paying her the ksuba. She doesn't cover her hair. Huh? Okay, that's a different question.
No, it's
a subject. Huh? Rav Moshe has a tshuva about certain women who don't cover themselves properly. The gerus is good, he says, because they see all the other women also don't cover themselves properly. That's what Moshe writes, Beferish. However,
nowadays we don't pay the ksuba anyway.
1 second. I want to read you from Rav Moshe and Rav Avadja. Hold on a second. Shami Makata, this is the Rav Moshe writes like this. Yotzev Chelik Alves and the Kufyu Dalib. Yotzev Rosha Prub is Manazev and Dinosenu. Mechiv Gerishin. Okay? And you want to know what's the din? You can't call her a Prutza nowadays. Harbin Mazalzal Spase. Ain Lav Sidik Subas. Then he adds. Vim Yoda Haba Mitchilik Shinesso Shane Roslachas Sassar. Whom become of the Sova Gosalak Suba? Afa Moyezeb is Mashi Roban Oshamim Chasasar. Kedin, Namaya the Tarli Luxuba, came a shield of in the strata of his Chayab Luxuba. Didn't come over Shalor Yonah Shatitcha, Shahasha Shatisnaki, Lobonos, Shalak Sheriffs of Sovlo Rotis, or Achasman Kilkola Maseb as any Rotis, etc. That's Rav Moshe. Powerful enough. Come to Bavadja, Yabia Omer, Chela Gimel, Evan Ezra Simon Chof Alef. He says, Chof Alef. He had a case in Bezdin, really. You know, he sat and did. And he writes, come on. He says, he thinks, this is in Sivkot and Yud Gimel. I can't read the whole Shulchan Aruch. Sivkot and Yud Gimel. Lula nimistapinim rabosai. He says like this, I can't say in front of an Amoritz, but I have to tell you, Torah's Emes, what does it say? Why does a woman lose a ksuba? She's chashuda l'znus. That's what Rosh says. Chatzifusa meshim chashashnus u'demasuda. That's the whole reason of Esau Das, chashnus. That being the case, he said in a situation, that was Doris HaKodman. Rob Nosha but snus b'luv u'sheyem. Poetis getis tias for Esau Das Moshe re'ech haskosa nefesh yikor ha'totin. Etc. No senes mokam b'chashash l'znus. Pir tzikor l'ganif. Bizman Azesh Doshu Rabin Belushim Modernium Kaila. The Shmor Ochos Paris Poets, in case you didn't get the pun. Okay? Yeah. Lonichala Mariel the Mema the Akulu the Khashidl as Nuskas Vishalam. Shreinosis came Elimitok Shigra. Lonekshil Advaram Khamurum Shall's Nus for Limal Mamma Balaam. Etc. And therefore, maybe she wouldn't lose the ksuba. Adkan. And therefore, Nafka mina. Catch this now. Lahatel mitavchei hashalom ben zugos kele. Marriage counters. Sheish alechas barosh pru v'zuros pagulos. The konas of yakor lahashem beinayim. Godel hashalom. Shouldn't say, you know, you can't get involved in a marriage counter if they're koy with a grusha. That you can't do. But if it's, if it's a married woman and she doesn't cover her hair or her sleeves, you're allowed to be a marriage counselor. That's not our topic today. But that's what he throws in this throwaway line here in this fascinating. Okay? So, again, I'm over my time. Let me just say two more things. I found in some of the modern svarim where they quote my reason. The reason is that they should know that she's married, and they say, nah, that's not Iker HaMitzvah. Iker HaMitzvah is Xeris HaKosov. I don't know. But I want to say is, that since I think my reason is correct, that I'm very much opposed to the natural hair shetels that look like the woman's hair. It's against the spirit of the law, maybe even against the letter of the law. I'll tell you a personal story. One of my sons married a young lady from a home that they have the fancy shetels that look like the human hair. And he said, I don't want to wear a shetel. They went to the shetel macha, world famous shetel macha. And they get, what? You're crazy. The whole point of a shetel is that you should know the difference. It's interesting, Rav Osai, the Yeshua's Yaakov in Simon Chaf Aleph, we have it downstairs in the base Medrash, has a piece from his grandson. He says, the minig was, I'm quoting for you, minig kodem b'yisroel shol tetzena ha'noshe p'ruos rosh, no riots in Issa Torah, like ikar ayosa v'ditziv sa Torah l'fruo rosh asher zu isha zuken al navla gil salona sherotzen Hashem yizbarach sheyishoro b'minahogo makodem hazeh shol leit lotzitz p'ruos rosh. What does that mean? That lashon sounds like it's not an Issa Gomer. It sounds like the pshat and the Rashi, the second pshat and Rashi, is not that it's a lav, that's that it's an assay. That was the minig b'zman Torah kedosha. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin and Ches, goyish women who are married would cover their hair. How do you know? How do goyish women know they have no get? When she takes off the head covering, now you know she's single and she's no longer Issa the rights of a dovak bishto leshes chaver. It's a Gemara before Rashi. So the Yeshua Yaakov's grandson, right? That's the whole part of covering the hair to keep that old mini. The Torah wants it. Let him use the word usher, but it's not clear that it's an issur in the first place. That would, of course, explain why it's only Bula's Val. Not just a question of the Soter. Soter can be part of it, but it's more than just Soter, has to be Bula. The original Bula's here by the Goyim, we have to keep that custom, quote unquote, is. Is based upon Bula, because Bula's Baal Yeshlem. They don't have a Rusa. They do have a Grusha when they take off the head covering. That's exactly what it is. So I'm very much opposed to these human hair shadows that look like the hair. If the human hair that doesn't look like the hair, you can tell. It's a different story. Finally, I want to go to the last problem, which is the issue of that Rashi and Chumash. Why did Rashi and Chumash say what he said? He left Mokom Litos. Mokom Litos. So the answer is as follows. I want to make it very clear. And that's why I brought a Chumash. It's an unusual statement to bring to these Chaburas, to bring a Chumash. Chumash and Rashi. Rashi did say, it's true, I have Parshas Nasa right in front of me. Here we go. Uporas Rosh Isha. What does it say? Pasuk Yud Ches. It says Rashi. Soser as Kli Asara. Delevaz also. Mikan devnos Yisrael shagili harosh knarlehem. It's a chastira gluya. He starts with what? Prua, wild, shoveled. But then he says gilui. So, which one is it? The pshat is based on the Gemara and Sota. Dav chesem and aleph. Upara. On this pasuk. Eni ala rosha. Gufa minayin. says Rashi and Sotav Dav Ches, says the Mishnah and Sotav Dav Zayin, Megala es Liba. Talmud Lomar Ha'isha. Uparas Rosh, don't say Uparas Rosha. Uparas Rosh Ha'isha. Im Kema Talmud Lomar Uparas Rosha. Melame Shakoen Soser Esara. The Gemara and Sotav Dav Ches. That's what Rashi's quoting over here. Rashi quotes, Sotav Dav Ches. Here's the Pshara, I'll say, in my opinion. Parah means Megula. Rashi said Parah means Megula early, much earlier in Chumash. In Sefer Shmos, Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Chav Beis, what does it say there? Now the right Pasuk. One second.
Ra'o Aram.
Pasuk Chav Hei. V'yam Moshe es Omki Paruahu. Rashi, Megula. As it says, Uparas Rosh Isha. So Rashi says it in Parashas Kisi. So he says, even says it in Parashas Noso. So what's Rashi adding this other idea? Here's a pshat. Yes, the Stiras Klias Rosh is also included in the Ribi of Aisha, as opposed to Gufa, which is derived, right, from Aisha. In other words, the Demar Darshan is both on the Sotah Davches. Gufa Minayin, Tamad Loma Aisha. Uparas Rosh, and Aisha means Liba, okay? And therefore, Upara is what's called the Stiras Rosh, not just the Gili Rosh. Having said this, it seems to me that your friend is right up until a point. He's right. The Rambam has an expression, Kol Gufo Isha Erva. That's Krishma. What means a pinky? So someone suggests a pinky too. It's very hard to believe.
It doesn't mean you have to cover it. It doesn't mean you can't put Krishma in front of it.
Pinky?
It's not totally the same as that.
Pinky?
It's not a tefa.
Okay. So, fist? So I want to make the following suggestion. So let me be a little bold. That Gufa Isha means the torso, as opposed to the extremities. Gufa Isha is non-negotiable. Here I can see that the Mishnah Berurah is correct. Doesn't matter what the nudist colony is not allowed. However, the extremities, which is the zero and the shok, that the post can talk about, that might be Das Yehudis, as we more said by Megalas Roser, and that might be dependent upon the woman at the time in that time and that place. So therefore, if it's right, the Torah says Uparas Rosh Isha, it means Rosh and Kavachoma Guf, if you will. But I mean only Guf Guf, not necessarily the pinky, so that's not even the upper arms.
Hard to imagine, but then that includes the thigh also.
We're not going to go into the question of the thigh and the calf, which is a whole fight what the word shoka means.
Even without choke, if the only thing that's objective is torso, and then she can go up there and she can wear, you know, short shorts and.
So I'm not going to get any psak halacha over here.
It's not the Torah, we might be something.
If the word shoke means the calf, which is probably true. I'm sure an expert in some of these things in the Tanakh. Right, so Chazanish wanted to suggest that initially, but he got stuck with the woman of Bnei Brak. So the answer to my question might be that it can change.
No, but going to Rabbi Yerech is also, even besides the Shok versus Yerech.
I saw that the torso extends, doesn't just.
But that's Iker Chazan Bnei Sefer, it's not.
A little bit, I mean, it's by. I'm making a suggestion. As much more to be said, but the time is up. Okay. I think next week Rabbi Reese is coming. Mm-hmm. Tuesday is good for you, Rabbi, next week. I think it's Rabbi Reese, because he's...
I won't be here.